Okay, so 24th chapter, appearance of Lord Matsya, right? So we will study Nauka Vihar, which we do in the summer season. Lord Matsya was actually pulling the, for the devotees, Lord, usually the devotees do Nauka Vihar for the Lord, but the Lord did Nauka Vihar for the devotees, right? There were so many devotees on the boat, and the Lord was rowing the boat, right? In the water of devastation. Shirajo Uvacha Bhagavan Shrotum Ichami Hare Radbhuta Karmana Avatar Kathamadhyam Maya Matsya Vidambanam.
Maharaj Parikshit said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is eternally situated in His transcendental position, yet He descends to this material world and manifests Himself in various incarnations. His first incarnation was that of a great fish. O most powerful Shukdev Goswami, I wish to hear from you the pastimes of that fish incarnation.
Okay, so... Prabhupada says the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all powerful, yet He accepted the form of uncommon fish. Right? This is one of the 10 original incarnations of the Lord. Right? The 10 famous that Dashavatara Stotra. The very first is Pranaya Payodhi Jale Dhitavan Asivedam Vihita Vahita Charitra Makhedam Keshava Dirata Meena Sharira. Right? So in this way, the very first among the Lord's Dashavatar, in the Dashavatar Shotra, this is one of the Leela Avataras, right, who performed uncommon activities. Hare Radbhut Karmana. Right? It's, all the activities of the Lord are wonderful. So Vishnu Thakur says, this chapter describes how Matsya, the teacher of knowledge, frolicked in the great ocean, was praised by Satyavrat, and then spoke to him. Remembering the Lord as Matsya, after hearing how Vamana expanded himself above the sky, Parikshit asks about this form of the Lord. Just as the Lord took the form of a beggar which is condemned for its activities, the Lord took the form of fish which is criticized among animal species. Since so the fish species is usually considered very low. Since all things related to Matsya will be told, the story of Satyavrat will also be told in relation to this. The Lord imitates a material fish, which means that He is non-material fish. Maya Matsya Vidambanam. Right? So the word Maya Matsya Vidambanam says, the Lord imitates a material fish. That itself, this line itself indicates that the Lord is a non-material fish. Just imitates the way of the material fish. So Parikshit Maharaj continues, Yadartham adadadrupam Matsyam loka jugupsitam Tama prakriti durmarsham Karma Grasta Iveshvara Itanno Bhagavan Sarvam Yatavad Vaktum Arhasi Uttama Shloka Charitam Sarvaloka Sukhavaham.
What was the purpose for which the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted the abominable form of a fish, exactly as an ordinary living being accepts different forms under the laws of karma? The form of a fish is certainly condemned and full of terrible pain. O my Lord, what was the purpose of this incarnation? Kindly explain this to us, for hearing about the pastimes of Lord is auspicious for everyone.
Okay, so yad artham adadat rupam masyam loga jugupsitam. people condemn the fish species, right? The fish is always very fearful, also looking for food, right? In general, the among all species, if you see, Jalaja Annam Lakhani, you know the verse. So it is. So aquatics are considered the lowly, little better are Sthavar Lakshmim Shithi, Krameo Rudra Sankhyaha, because, you know, and then Pakshinam Dasha Lakshanam, Timshav Lakshani Pashva. So there is a gradual order also, right, in that way. So the in general, the aquatic or the fish species is considered to be like the most condemned species, right? They are in Tamogun. So, Matsyam Logo Jugupsitam is this is people consider this species to be very condemned. Tama Prakriti Durmarsham, it is in a mode of ignorance, and the life is very painful. Durmarsham. So, in this way, Karma Grasta Iva Eshwara, right? Vishnu Thakur has commented on the word Iva. The word Iva should be added to other phrases describing Matsya, so that the meaning becomes as if in Tamoguna, right? Iva Tama Prakriti Durmasham, and as if intolerable. So the word Iva should be added to the other also, like Iva should be added to Tama also, Iva should be added to Durmarsham also. Right? So Lord took the form of a condemned beggar to give mercy to his devotee Bali. If the case of Matsya is similar, then I want to know to whom the Lord gave mercy by accepting the condemned form of a fish. The activities of the famous Lord give joy to the world because those activities are glorified and heard. Right? Uttam Shloka Charitam. Although the fish species is condemned, but when the Lord assumes fish species, it is Uttam Shloka, it is the best. Right? He is glorified for that. His activities are heard by so many people, and this subject matter becomes the best of all. Right? Even though when the Lord appears in the most condemned species, he does the best benefit, right? He's glorified and heard, and that subject matter becomes the best. Even though the species is condemned, right? Though the species is condemned. So similarly, we see, you know, the Lord performs many activities which may be considered condemned, just like the beggar example is given. You know, this profession of beggar is condemned. But when Lord Vaman took the form of a beggar, that is glorified, right? Uttam Shloka. So therefore, this verse also uses the word Uttam Shloka. So he wants to hear which devotee was blessed by Matsya Avatar, right? Whom did the Lord Matsya show mercy upon? Okay, so Prabhupada also describes that this question of Parikshit Maharaj is based upon this verse of Bhagavad Gita, Yada hi dahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhutyanam dharmasya tadatma nam tejameham. Or the word Pritranaya sadhunam. Right? Pritranaya sadhunam means to protect the devotees. So nourishment of devotees is also a form of protection. Right? When the Lord comes to nourish devotee, that is also a form of the protection. Right? So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj wants to know that the Lord in general appears to protect the devotees or nourish the devotees. So which devotee did the Lord appear to nourish? Right? That is his question. Text 4. Iti yukto Vishnu Ratena Bhagavan Badarayani Uvacha Charitam Vishnur Matsya Rupena Yatkritam.
Suta Goswami said, when Parikshit Maharaj thus inquired from Shukdev Goswami, the most powerful saintly person began describing the pastimes of the Lord's incarnation as a fish.
Okay, so there's a connecting verse. Suta Goswami said to all the sages, Shishuka Uvacha Govipra Sura Sadhu Nam Chandasam Apicheshvara Rakshamicham Stanurdhate Dharmasyarthasya Chayvahi.
Shri Shukdev Goswami said, O King, for the sake of protecting the cows, brahmanas, demigods, devotees, the Vedic literatures, religious principles and principles to fulfill the purpose of life, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts the form of forms of incarnations.
Okay, so this verse is describing the general purpose of all avatars, right? Where does the Lord descends? He wants to protect Raksham, Ichams. Who all? Go first. Vipra, Brahmana the second. Sura, the demigods are the third. Sadhunam, the devotees are the fourth. Chandasam, Vedas are the fifth. Then Dharmasya, right? Religious principle. And Arthasya, right? Dharmasya is the sixth, Arthasya is the seventh, right? So in general, for the protection of these seven principles, Go, Vipra, Sur, Sadhu Nam, Chandasam, Dharmasya and Arthasya, right? Religion and also Arthasya. Arthasya is the principle of the principle of purpose of life. Right? The artha basically, the just like Prabhupada also writes that even the great sages, they are concerned about both the spiritual and the material benefit. The Lord is concerned that sarve janaha sukhino bhavantu sarve santu niramaya, right? Many places this is written, you know, many ashramas, many places I have read this, right? That let everyone be, right, happy, free from disease, right, all these things. So the Lord also sees that this the living entity gets their artha also, right? So Prabhupada mainly talks of first two, right? So the first two are most important. Go Vipra, the Lord is Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, and he is always eager to benefit the cows and brahmanas. And Prabhupada points out that how did the Lord protected cow and brahmanas? He himself became a cowherd boy first of all, right? Prabhupada says he purposefully became a cowherd boy, right? So they can protect the cows, and then he protected the brahmanas. And Prabhupada gives the example of his mercy on Sudama Brahman, right? Like that. Text 6. Uchavacheshu bhuteshu charanvayuriveshvara nochavachatvam bhajate nirgunatvadhyogune. Like the air passing through different types of atmosphere, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although appearing sometimes as a human being and sometimes as a lower animal, is always transcendental. Because he is above the material modes of nature, he is unaffected by higher and lower forms. Okay, so in this world, what is the criteria of considering something to be higher, something to be lower? What is the criteria in this, in general? Yes, that's the Vedic criteria, right? Kaliyuga criteria means whoever money is higher, you know, as such, you know, that's, or Kaliyuga thing reverse also. But in general, the criteria, the materialistic, from a material point of view, the criteria of this is higher, this is lower, is the more the person is in the mode of goodness, is considered higher. So the species also, which is the lower species, the more the species in the mode of ignorance, the lower the species. And higher is little passion, person is goodness, so therefore Brahmanas and goodness considered the highest in society. Right? So that's the modes are the criteria in general. Right? So therefore, because the Lord is Nirgunatval, right, He is beyond the modes. Therefore, He is, when He appears in any species, since He is transcendental to the mode, therefore He never, His birth is never low, because those criteria are as per the modes of nature. Right? Therefore, His birth and activities are all transcendental. In Kali Yuga, however, mode of passion is most glorified. Right? Those who have the maximum passion, they are most glorified in general. Right? Kali Yuga. Once I had gone to one industrial area, so many companies, they were writing on the board, we are driven by passion, we are moved by passion, we are excelled by passion, right? Right? So that is like the, you know, the most glorified thing, right? All their big boards they were writing about glorifying that we are being triggered by passion, right? All these things. But the Lord is actually beyond the modes, therefore he is not to be considered. When He takes among the fish, His birth is never considered low or condemned. Okay? So Vishnu Thakur also says this verse. Now the example is given of air over here, right? The air passes through different atmospheres, sometimes through a fragrant, sometimes through a foul atmosphere, but the air is actually not affected. It just carries, right, that particular smell, but it's not affected. So therefore this verse rejects the idea that Lord has a condemnable form by making a comparison. So though the Lord moves among species which are higher and lower by their intelligence and qualities, as the Antaryami He does not partake of their higher or lower nature. Right? So the Lord, although He moves among, just like the among various species is mentioned, He does not partake of their higher or lower nature, since He is beyond the gunas. What is the question of forms like Matsya? That is one thing. But we understand that the whatever form the Lord assumes, they are all in the mode of pure goodness. Right? They are all in the mode of pure goodness. That's even a higher understanding. First of all, example is given to negate that there is lower form from the Lord. There is no lower form from the Lord. Example of air is given. But then it said the Lord, all forms are in Shuddha Sattva. So there is no question of having an inferior or superior form from a higher perspective also. Root text 7. Asid Atita Kalpante Brahmo Namitiko Laya Samudro Upaplatu Tas Tatra Loka Bhuradeo Nipa.
O King Parishit, at the end of the past millennium, at the end of Brahma's day, because Lord Brahma sleeps during the night, annihilation took place, and the three worlds were covered by the water of the ocean.
Okay, so here Sukadeva Goswami is saying, at the end of the past millennium, at the end of Brahma's day, when Lord Brahma sleeps, there is an inundation and the three worlds are covered. Right? He just says that. Go to text 8. Kalena agata nidrasya dhatu shishyushor bali mukhton hishristan vedan haya grivontike harat.
At the end of Brahma's day, when Brahma felt sleepy and desired to lie down, the Vedas were emanating from his mouth, and the great demon named Hayagriva stole the Vedic knowledge.
Okay. So, when the Brahma was feeling sleepy, at the end of the day, as we will see that this is the Swambhuva Manvantara is being talked of. Right? And Brahma was feeling sleepy, so Vedas were coming out of his mouth and they were moving outside, Vishnu Thakur says. And the demon was situated nearby, he stole these Vedas by his power of yoga. Right? So this is like a kind of a cyber crime. Right? Stole the Vedas. Gyatva tad dhanavindrasya haigrivasya cheshtitam dadara shapari rupam bhagavan haririshvara.
Understanding the acts of the great demon Haigriva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, who is full of opulences, assumed the form of a fish and saved the Vedas by killing the demon.
Okay, so now this is the Lord appeared. This is actually in the beginning of the very first Manvantara, Swambhu Manvantara. Just at the beginning, right? So, early dawn, like that, this time, that particular time, right? Swambhu Manvantara is about to begin. So, still there is all inundation, and Haigriva, this demon, he stole the Vedas, and the Lord took the form of fish to benefit his devotees like Brahma. Right? So, why did the Lord take the form of fish? Because there were inundation everywhere. Right, so the Lord came in the form of fish. Only he could freely move about. Okay, so that's the first appearance of Matsya Avatar. Yeah, Lord also appeared as Haigriva. Right? Horse incarnation. Right? There's a horse incarnation. The Lord also appeared. But there's a demon also of the name Haigriva over here.
Prabhu, in the same episode of Hayagriva comes the Veda stealing episode, that in order from Madhuketa steals it and then Lord takes Hayagriva form to protect the Vedas.
Yeah, Madhuketa also. So yeah, there's a separate incident
in the same Manvantara.
Oh, that I'm not sure which Manvantara. Then we'll have to check that out, which Manvantara. There's another. So that's like stealing of Veda is also, right, has occurred at least two times. Right? So we'll have to check that Madhu and Ketha were, you know, killed by Lord Haigriva. So, yes, text 10. Yeah. तत्र राजऋषि कश्चिन् नामना सत्यव्रतो महान् नारायण परो तापत् तपसा सलिलाशन.
During the Chakshusha Manvantara, there was a great king named Satyavrata, who was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satyavrata performed austerities by subsisting only on water.
Okay, so this Chakshusha Manvantara was which Manvantara? Sixth Manvantara, just the previous one. This is the seventh Manvantara going on. Right? So there was a king of Satyavrata, who was a great devotee, and he was performing austerities by just subsisting on water. Right? Narayana. He is a Narayana Para devotee. Yeah? Narayana Para devotee. Or a Narayan Parayan devotee. Satyavrata Maharaj. So tapaha sa salilashana. Salilashana. Only he, you know, drank water. So the Lord, Prabhupada says, the Lord assumed one fish incarnation to save the Vedas at the beginning of Sambhava Manvantara. And at the end of Chakshusha Manvantara, the Lord again assumed the form of a fish just to favor the great king Satyavrata. As there were two incarnations of Varaha, right? Shvet Varaha, Neel Varaha, you already studied that. There were also two incarnations of Matsya, the fish. Right? So first time to save the Vedas, he killed the demon Hayagriva, and then he assumed, the second time he just appeared to show his favor or mercy to King Satyavrata. So the two times Lord appeared as Matsya. So savasmin mahakalpe tanayasa vivasvata shuddha devati khyato manutve harinarpita.
In this, the present millennium, King Satyavrata later became the son of Vivaswan, the king of the sun planet, and was known as Shraddhadev. By the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was given the post of Manu.
Okay. In this millennium, King Satyavrata later became the son of Vivaswan. Right? So the King Satyavrata became the son of Vivaswan, and he was known as Shraddhadev. And then he was given the post of Manu. Right? So it happened in the same day, Vishnu Thakur is saying. But the word Mahakalpa is used. Though this is not a Mahakalpa, lifetime of Brahma, but a day of Brahma. And Mahakalpa is actually the entire lifetime of Brahma. That is the Mahakalpa. Right? So he's saying, though this is not Mahakalpa, it is just a day of Brahma. It is called Mahakalpa out of respect for Satyavrata. Yo saw asmin Mahakalpe. Right? Like that. Ekda kritam alayam kurvato jalatarpanam tasyanjale udakhe kachit shaparre ekabhyapadyata.
One day, while King Satyavrata was performing austerities by offering water on the bank of the river Kritamala, a small fish appeared in the water in his palms.
Okay, so now begin the story of the Lord appearance, that how he was offering, you know, the water or the tarpan in the river Kritamala, and in his palms a small fish appeared. Tamaha sati karunam mahakarunikam nipam yadobhyo gyati ghatibhyo dinam mam dina vatsala katam visraje rajan bhitamasmin sarijjale.
While an appealing voice, the poor small fish said to King Satyavrata, who was very merciful, "My dear king, protector of the poor, why are you throwing me in the water of the river? Where there are other aquatics who can kill me? I am very much afraid of them."
Okay, so he pleaded. The king has been described as Mahakarunikam, very merciful. So the fish pleaded for the mercy of the king. They do not throw me in the river back. Many aquatics will kill me. Right? So Matsya Puran, there is another beautiful verse. Ananta Shaktir Bhagavan Matsya Rupi Janardana Kida Artham Yachayamasa Swim Satyavratam Nipam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead possesses unlimited potency. Nonetheless, in his pastime in the form of fish, he begged protection from King Satyavrata. Right? Kida Artham Yachayamasa. He begged for protection. 15. Tamatmano anugrartham pritya matsyava purudharam ajanan rakshanarthaya shafarya samanudade.
To please himself, King Satyavrata, not knowing that the fish was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, decided with great pleasure to give the fish protection.
Okay, so the king did not know that this fish is actually Lord Vishnu, his worshipable Lord. So Prabhupada says, here is an example of giving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead even without knowledge. Such service is called Agya Sukriti. Right? Of course, he was a great devotee, but in general, anyone who serves the Lord or his devotee unknowingly also, that is Agya Sukriti, and such service, Prabhupada says, never goes in vain. 16. Tasya Adhinataram Vakyam Ashrutya Samahi Patihi Kalushapshu Nidhahenam Dayalur Ninne Ashramam.
The merciful king, being moved by the pitiable words of the fish, placed the fish in a water jug and brought him to his own residence.
Satu Tatrayakaratena Vardhamana Kamandalo Alabdhu Atma Vakashava Idam Mahamahipatim.
But in one night, that fish grew so much that he could not move his body comfortably in the water of the pot. He then spoke to the king as follows.
So, tu tatra ekaratena, in one night, vardhamana kamandalu, right, grew to the size of, whatever the size of kamandal, water pot. Atma avakasham, alapth atma avakasham va. And she could not find sufficient space. And this the fish spoke. Naham kamandalavasmin krichram vatsam mihutsaye kalpayoka suvipulam yatraham nivase sukham.
Oh my dear king, I do not like living in this water pot with such great difficulty. Therefore, please find some better reservoir of water where I can live comfortably.
Yatra aham nivase sukham. Please give me a more comfortable, a happier place. So enam tad adaya nedad odanchanodake tatra shipta muhurtena hasta trayam vardhata.
Then taking the fish out of the water pot, the king threw him in a large well. But within a moment, the fish developed to the length of 3 cubits.
What is the cubit? Cubit. What is the measurement of cubit? Huh? No, not thousands. Huh? Cubit is measured by the hands. Huh? Yeah.
An ancient unit of length based on the length of the forearm.
Forearm. This is 1 cubit. Right? This is 1 cubit. This is one. Almost 1 cubit is something like 1.5 feet. Yeah, 1.5 feet. Cubit. Right? So it's said that each person is like 4 cubits by his own hand. Usually the length of the person is like the 4 cubits. Yeah, usually it is said. Whatever, so it could be 16, 17, 18 or 19 inches, whatever it is. Usually every person is measured 4 cubits. You know? If it's 18 inches, 18 looks like a little higher side. If it's 17 inches, it becomes 5 feet, 8 inches. Something of that order, right? So it's close to 7 span. Huh? That's 7 span, 4 cubits also. At some other place, and the 7 span of one's hand. You know, as a this we measure like this. Each person measures like a 7 spans of his hand. 7 spans. Okay. So today you can do that exercise during the break. Check out. ओके को हम सप्त वितस्ति लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा लॉर्ड ब्रह्मास प्रेयर ही सेज दैट हु एम आई जस्ट अ सेवन अ स्पैन ऑफ सेवन क्यूबिट माय ओन हैंड एंड को हम लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेज एंड यू आर सच अ ग्रेट पर्सन सो दैट दैट वर्स कम्स इन भागवतम इटसेल्फ ओके यस सो Yeah, so the king gave a bigger reservoir, right? And the fish, in the king gave a kind of well, and the fish again became larger, you know, 3 cubits, around 4.5 feet. So the well also became small for her to swim, for the fish. Nametad alam rajan sukham vastum udanchanam Prathudehi padam mayam yatvaham sharanam gata.
The fish then said, My dear king, this reservoir of water is not fit for my happy residence. Please give me a more extensive pool of water, for I have taken shelter of you.
Right? Prathudehi padam mayam. Give me a bigger place, more extensive place. Right? तद आदाय सराज्ञा शिप्ता राजन सरोवरे तद आवृत्यात्मना सोयम् महामीनो अन्ववर्धत
ओ महाराज परीक्षित द किंग टुक द फिश फ्रॉम द वेल एंड थ्रू हिम इन अ लेक बट द फिश देन अज्यूम्ड अ जाइगेंटिक फॉर्म एक्सीडिंग द एक्सटेंट ऑफ द वाटर
नैतान में स्वस्थे राजन उदकम सलिलोकसा देहि रक्षयोगेन तदे माम अविदासिनी
The fish then said, O king, I am a large aquatic and this water is not at all suitable for me. Now kindly find some way to save me. It would be better to put me in the water of a lake that will never reduce.
Right. The king found out the biggest lake in the kingdom and put the fish over there. But even that was not sufficient. And then finally the king threw the fish in the ocean. Right. That is mentioned in the next verse. Iti yuktaso nayan matsyam tatri tatra vidasini Chalashaye sammitam tam samudre prakshipajasam.
When thus requested, King Satyavrata took the fish to the largest reservoir of water. But when that also proved insufficient, the king at last threw the gigantic fish into the ocean.
Shippyamanastamahedam ihamam makaradaya अदंते अति बलावीर माम नेहुत श्रष्टुमरहसी
While being thrown in the ocean, the fish said to King Satyavrat, O hero, in this water there are very powerful and dangerous sharks that will eat me. Therefore, you should not throw me in this place.
Right. So there was no biggest reservoir. So the Lord took another objection now. He took another line of objection. He can't say, oh, this is smaller or whatever. He said, there is no bigger. So, no, not here. So many sharks are in this ocean. They will eat me up. Okay. So the king was bewildered. You know what to do. Evam vimohitastena madatavalgubharatim tammahako bhavanasman asya rupena mohayan.
After hearing the sweet words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a fish, the king, being bewildered, asked him, Who are you, sir? You simply bewilder us.
Okay, so the king finally asked the identity of the fish. Naivam viryo jalacharo Drishto asmabhi shuto piva यो भवान योजनाशतम अहना भी व्यानशेषरा.
My Lord, in one day you have expanded yourself for hundreds of miles, covering the water of the river and the ocean. Before this, I had never seen or heard of such an aquatic animal.
Noonam tam Bhagavan Sakshat Dharir Narayano Vaya Anugrahaya Bhutanam Dasse Rupam Jalokasam.
My Lord, you are certainly the inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, Sri Hari. It is to show your mercy to the living entities that you have now assumed the form of an aquatic.
Okay, so the king realized, right, by seeing this uncommon prowess of the fish, and also by the realization of his heart, right? He says the non-devotees can never recognize, while the Lord can never be hidden from the devotees, right? So the realization of the devotee's heart is considered also as one of the proofs, right? From their hearts, the devotee can come to know the Supreme Lord, the realization. So therefore, seeing the uncommon prowess and realizing from within the heart that this is none other than Supreme Lord, therefore the king concluded, Noonam tum Bhagavan Sakshat Dharir Narayano Avvaya. You are the Supreme Lord Narayan, inexhaustible, Avvaya Anugrahaya Bhutanam Dhasse Rupam Jalokasam. You have to come to show mercy to all the living entities and assume the form of aquatic. Namaste Purusha Shrestha Sthiti Utpatte Appayeshwara Bhaktanam Naha Prapannanam Mukhyo Hi Atma Gatir Vibho.
O my Lord, Master of Creation, Maintenance and Annihilation, O best of enjoyers, Lord Vishnu, you are the leader and destination of surrendered devotees like us. Therefore, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Okay, so the king offers obeisances. Namaste Purusha Shrestha Sthiti Utpatti Appeshwara, right? Bhaktanam Naha Prapannanam Mukhyo Hi Atma Gatir Vibhu. So Lord is the maintainer, or he nourishes his devotees. Not just that, those who just surrender to him also, right? Prapannas, they also, the Lord also maintains them, right? Sarve Leela Vataraste Bhutanam Bhutihetava Gyatum Ichchamya Dhorupam Yadartham Bhavatadhritam.
All your pastimes and incarnations certainly appear for the welfare of all living entities. Therefore, my Lord, I wish to know the purpose of for which you have assumed this form of a fish.
Right, so he asked the Lord, Gyatum Ichchami Ado Rupam Yadartham Bhavatadhritam. Please tell me for what purpose I have assumed this form of fish. First he guesses that actually all your incarnations are for the sake of your devotees and the surrendered souls. Right? There is a verse which, 11th canto verse, which recited many functions. I heard many Brahmanas in general, whenever they perform some ceremony, they recite this verse. Right? Dheyam Sada. Have you heard? Probably if you can notice in the future, at many ceremonies, in general, people outside the Brahmanas, whenever they perform some particular ceremony, etc., they recite this verse, Dheyam Sada Paribhava Ghanam Abhishta Doham తీర్థాస్పదం శివ విరించనుతం శరణ్యం భృత్యార్తిహన్ ప్రణతపాల భవాబ్దిపోతం వందే మహాపురుషతే చరణారవిందం. దిస్ అ వెరీ ఫేమస్ వర్స్. ఇస్ ద సీరియల్ ఆఫ్ ద టూ వర్సెస్ త్యక్వా సుదుస్తజ సురిప్సిత రాజ్య లక్ష్మి. బోత్ వర్స్ ఇస్ ఎండ్ విడ్ వందే మహాపురుషతే చరణారవిందం. సో దిస్ వర్స్ ఆల్సో డిస్క్రైబ్స్ దట్ వీ ఆల్వేస్ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ద లార్డ్ హేయం సదా పరిభవ ఘనం. హీ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ ద మటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, రైట్, ఆల్ ద మిజరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద మటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. పరిభవ ఘనం అభిష్ట దోహం అండ్ హీ గివ్స్ హీ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ ద సోల్. హీ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ద అభిష్ట దోహం. తీర్థాస్పదం, హీ ద షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద హోలీ ప్లేసెస్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ద హోలీ డివోటీస్. శివ విరించనుతం శరణ్యం, అండ్ హీ ద షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్. శరణ్యం, శరణ్యం మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఈస్ హూ గివ్స్ ద షెల్టర్. భృత్యార్తిహం, రైట్, హీ భృత్యార్తిహన్, ఆర్తి మీన్స్ డిస్ట్రెస్. సో హీ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ డిస్ట్రెస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ సర్వెంట్స్. అండ్ ప్రణతపాల్ భవాబ్ది పోతం, రైట్, ప్రణతపాల్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఆల్సో ఇఫ్ యు సీ టెక్స్ట్ 22 భక్తానాం నః ప్రపన్నానాం. సో ద లార్డ్ దోస్ హూ జస్ట్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బేసిన్స్ ఇస్ ద లార్డ్, రైట్, హీ మెయింటైన్స్ దెమ్. ప్రణతపాల్ భవాప్తి పోతం, హీ డెలివర్స్ దెమ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ మటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, రైట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వందే మహాపురుషతే చరణారవిందం. దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ కంటెక్స్ట్. దిస్ ఇస్ 11th కెంటో వర్స్ 11.5.33. దిస్ ఇస్ అ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ టూ వర్సెస్, వెరీ ఫేమస్ వర్సెస్. 11.5.33 and 34. ధేయం సదా పరిభవఘనం అవిష్ట దోహం. సో వీ కెన్ సీ దట్ హౌ ద లార్డ్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ ఫిష్, రైట్, ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు రిలీవ్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ టేక్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ or relieve us from the ocean of this material existence, right, which is bhavabdi potam. And the Lord appears within the jail to rescue us from the jail of this material existence, right. So there is, again, many comparisons can be drawn, right. Okay, so text 28, 30. నాథే రవిందాక్షపదోపసర్పణం విషా భవేత్ సర్వసుహృత్ ప్రియాత్మనా యథేతరేషాం పృథగాత్మనాం సతాం అదీదృశో యద్వపురద్భుతం హినా.
ఓ మై లార్డ్, పొజెసింగ్ ఐస్ లైక్ ద పెటల్స్ ఆఫ్ అ లోటస్, ద వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది బాడీలీ కన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రూట్లెస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ రెస్పెక్ట్స్. బట్ బికాస్ యూ ఆర్ ద సుప్రీం ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ డియర్మోస్ట్ సూపర్ సోల్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీవన్, worship of your lotus feet is never useless. You have therefore manifested your form as a fish.
Okay, so King Satyavrata is glorifying that any form which you appear in when you are worshipped, that worship is that worship never goes in vain, right? While the all other kinds of worship, including worship of demigods, is always fruitless. Right? So if you see the word, he is saying, Nate Arvindaksh, right? O Lotus Eyed One, Padopasarpanam Mrisha Bhavet. Right? So the word Na applies Na Mrisha Bhavet. The worship of our lotus feet, Padopasarpanam Na Mrisha Bhavet. Worship of our lotus feet is never goes in vain. Right? Never goes in vain, never goes false. Right? While all other form of worship is actually becomes fruitless. So Prabhupada says in the third line, the Lord expands himself through the living beings, Nitya, Nitya Naam, Chetana, Chetana Naam. His personal Vishnu Tattva forms, which are all spiritual, are called Swamsha. And the living entities are differentiated parts are called Vibhinnamsha. Right? So Swamsha and Vibhinnamsha, the different expansion of the Lord. Some of the Vibhinnamsha's forms are spiritual and some are combination of matter and spirit. What is that categorization? Vibhinnamsha, some are spiritual and some are combination of matter and spirit. Sorry? Nitya Muktas are only forms of spiritual, and those who are Baddhas, Nitya Baddhas, they are combination of matter and spirit. And then Prabhupada comments on the word Yathetaresham. If you see, now this is probably 8th last line or 10th last line, right? Yathetaresham prithagatmanam satam padopasarpanam misha bhavet. The two separate phrases are separate. In other words, if one is to worship someone else, he must worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then his worship will never be fruitless. So alpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhyat. So this is a relevant verse, right? That padopasarpanam nam misha bhavet is same as Swalpam Asya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhyad. A relevant verse is quoted by Prabhupada from Bhagavad Gita. What does Prabhupada says? Even a slight attempt to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a permanent asset. Right? Even a slight attempt to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a permanent asset. Right? Just like Bali Maharaj said that I just attempted to offer obeisances to you. Right? And I received so much result. So, this the word prithak atmanam, the devatas have bodies which are different from their souls. That is prithak atmanam. You are not like that, since your soul is not different from your body. For delivering your devotees, satam, you have shown this form. Text 31. Iti bruvanam narpatim jagatpati. Okay, let's recite. Shishuka uvacha. Iti bruvanam narpatim jagatpati. Satya vratam matsyava puryugakshe. Mehartu kama pralayarnave bravesh. Chakir shure kanta jana priya priyam.
Shukadeva Goswami said, when King Satyavrata spoke in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who at the end of the yuga had assumed the form of a fish to benefit his devotee and enjoy his pastime in the water of inundation, responded as follows.
Okay, so the Lord so ekant jana, this is a beautiful phrase. You see how, why did the Lord appeared in this pralayarnave? Right, at the time when there was just about to be pralaya, chikirshur ekant janapriya priyam, and who are ekant janapriya, the most beloved devotees, right? Ekant, the most, so those who are most beloved of the Lord, ekant janapriya priyam means their benefit, right? Something good for them. So the Lord appeared to do something good for his all good devotees, right? As such, or his beloved devotees, Ekanta Janapriya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Saptamehe Adhyat Saptamehe Adhyata Nadurdvam Aniyeta Darindama Himakshate Apyaya Bodo Trailokyam Bhurbhuvadikam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O King, who can subdue your enemies? On the seventh day from today, the three worlds, Bhu, Bhuva and Swa, will all merge into the water of inundation.
Trilokyam lile manayam samvartam basivaitada upastasyasyati naukachid Vishala Tvam Mayerita.
When all the three worlds merge into the water, a large boat sent by me will appear before you.
Okay, so seventh day from now, the Lord told, there will be a great inundation. Right? The ocean will swell and all the three worlds up to Swarga Loka, they all will merge in the ocean. Right? And then a large boat, I will send you a large boat, the Lord said. Large boat sent by me will appear before you. Tum tavad aushadhi sarva bijanne uchchavachanne cha saptarishibhi parivrata sarva sattopa brahmita Aruhya Brahatim Navam Vicharishye Aviklava Ekarnave Niraloke Krishinam Eva Varchasha.
Thereafter, O King, you shall collect all types of herbs and seeds and load them on that great boat. Then accompanied by the seven rishis and surrounded by all kinds of living entities, you shall get aboard that boat, and without moroseness, you shall easily travel with your companions on the ocean of inundation, the only illumination being the effulgence of the great rishis.
Okay. So the Lord says, gather all kind of herbs, right? And all the various seeds, and the great sages, Saptarishi Bhir Parivrata, Sarva Sattopa Brahmita. Right? Sarva Sattva Upa Brahmita means all kind of chief living entities. Right? So you gather all of them and you board this boat. There will be, everything will be dark, and you will move around in the ocean of inundation. The only light will be effulgence of the great sages, right? Rishi Naam, Eva Varchasa, right? So in general, we understand that how this world is always considered dark, right? The example or the teaching of the great souls, right? They are like a light which can take us out of this dark material world. Right? There is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita also which says, Jayoshi Chaitanya Chandrera Bhakta Chandragan Savar Prema Jyotsnaye Ujjval Tribhuvan. It said, all glories to the moon-like devotees of the Lord. By their love, Savar Prema Jyotsnaye, by their love for Lord is like a great effulgence. Right? And that is illuminating the whole this dark world. Right? So therefore, the example of the devotees, the teaching, their loving dedication, right, to the Supreme Lord, or their example of service to Krishna, that is like light giving. Otherwise, this world is considered dark. Therefore, this is also a beautiful phrase, Krishna meva varchasa. Sorry. Oh, this verse, see. Someone has to find out verse number. I don't remember the verse number. Someone can see and tell the verse number. Jai Oshi Chaitanya Chandrira Bhakta Chandragan Sabar Prem Jyotsnai Ujjwal Tribhuvan. Found the verse.
One question I have.
Okay.
This end of Yuga, is it end of Kali Yuga because that inundation is coming, or something in between exceptional? Is this Kali Yuga story? I mean, end of Kali Yuga?
So this is, Yuga is not mentioned, but we'll see that how this is during the Chakshusha Manvantara, this happened. Brahma slept for a while. It was a small nap. Actually, it was not even. It is not end of Brahma's day. At the end of Brahma sleeps, you know. But it is not at the end of Brahma day, Satyavrat. During the Chakshushya Manvantara, at the end of Chakshushya Manvantara, it's not that at the end of every Manvantara Brahma sleeps. But Brahmaji felt sleepy at the end of Chakshushya Manvantara. And because he felt sleepy, by the arrangement of the Lord, there was a pralay. This was not a scheduled pralay. Right? This was exceptional pralay. This was not a scheduled one. Yeah, Lord, because it is by the supreme will of the Lord that Brahmaji took a nap. Right? It's mentioned actually. So the Lord knew, I will put Brahma to nap after 7 days. When he will take a nap, then there will be a pralay. Right? So this is created pralay by the Lord as such, not a schedule. Right? Yes? Adilila, 13 point? Read the translation. Adilila 13.5. Read louder.
All glories to the moons who are devotee of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminate the entire universe.
Okay, so you can take a break 10 minutes and then we will discuss further. So 34, 35. So even the Sapta Rishis along with Kashyap and others, they also came on the boat and Tadyamanam Tamnavam Samirena Baliyasa Upstitasya Meshringe Nivadnihi Mahanina.
Then, as the boat is tossed about by the powerful winds, attach the vessel to my horn by means of the great serpent Vasuki, for I shall be present by your side.
Okay, so the Lord is telling all the details. Like Vasuki is the rope and right? Like Vasuki is the famous rope. this Sarvaji gets a strong rope is required or Aham Tvam Rishi Vishardham Sahanavam Udanvati Vikarishan Vicharishyami Yavad Brahmi Nishaprabho.
Pulling the boat with you and all the rishis in it, O King, I shall travel in the water of devastation until the night of Lord Brahma's slumber is over.
Until the night of Lord Brahma's slumber is over. So, Vishnu Thakur said, here it mentions the night of Brahma, though it was Chakshusha Manvantara within the day of Brahma. By the Lord's will, an untimely devastation occurred. Since the flood covered the three worlds and appeared like the nightly devastation, Brahma went to sleep without worry for some time, following the desire of the Lord to have pastimes. Thus the words Brahma's night are taken in a secondary sense. Yavad Brahmi Nisha. Right? So it is a night within the day of Brahma, kind of. So Lagu Bhagavatamrita also this is mentioned. It is said in Lagu Bhagavatamrita by Rupa Goswami. It is mentioned in the Matsya Puran that there was a pralay during the period of Swambhu because of the curse of the sage upon him. So Agastya Muni had cursed. And Agastya Muni had cursed Swambhu Munu. So there was a pralay which took place at that time it was one pralay within the day of Brahma during Swambhu Munu. And it is mentioned in the Vishnu Dharmottara that by the will of Lord, there was a sudden deluge during the reign of Chakshusha. Right? First by the curse of Agastya Muni, second was by will of the Lord only. Right? During the Chakshusha month. Within the day, there was this pralay. One should accept that a devastation did take place, otherwise there would have been no creation of population by Daksha after that time. Okay, this is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 4:30-49 which says Chakshushe to antare prapte prak sarge kala vidrute ya sasarja praja ishta sadaksho deva chodita. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, same Daksha, inspired by the Supreme Will, created all the desired living entities in the Chakshusha Manvantara. Okay. There is no contrary to the four types of devastation. Okay, so this is not contrary to the four types of devastation. What are the four types of devastation? There is a Nitya pralay, which is always taking place. And there is Namittik pralay, which is takes place of at the end of Brahma's day. And there is a Prakritik pralay, which takes place at the end of Brahma's life. And there is Atyantik pralay, which is when the soul is liberated. Atyantik pralay, right? These are the four pralay described in the 12th canto, 4th chapter. So he is saying this is not contrary to the four types of devastation, since this is a secondary devastation within the day of Brahma. Lifting of the earth and the killing of Hiranyaksha by Varaha took place after the devastation during Chakshusha Manvantara. Since it was impossible for Hiranyaksha to be born at the beginning of Swambhu Manvantara, when the earth was first lifted by Varaha. Okay? So when Varaha Dev also appeared during this time, during this devastation, in the Chakshusha, right? Second devastation, we already read, Varaha Dev also appeared during this time. He also appeared during Swambhu and Chakshusha only, right? So Masya also the same, during the same Manvantara. The first and the sixth. So, also further he says, at the beginning of the first kalpa of Brahma, Swambhu had produced no sons. Thus the Parcheta, Daksha, Aditi and Hiranyaksha could not have existed then. So then it's further described, the truth has been discerned in this way. Thus Maitreya, on being asked by Vidura, narrated the activities of both Varaha in one story. I mean, that is again Lagu Bhagavatamrita describes that. Right? Thus Shukadeva Goswami has merged two stories of Matsya in one without distinguishing the two different appearances. However, the first appearance was to save the Vedas. So he also like combined the same chapter, the two stories. The first appearance was to save the Vedas, and his other appearance within the hand of Satyavrata was during Chakshusha Manvantara. So the two separate Manvantara stories we already discussed. Suta Goswami also lists the Chakshusha Matsya in his story, in his narration of the Avataras. Right? If you see verse 1:3:15, says when there was a complete inundation during the period of Chakshusha Manu and the whole world was within water, and the Lord accepted the form of Matsya. And in the first canto, third chapter, Suta Goswami has listed Chakshusha Matsya in that chapter. Srida Swami, however, says that the Lord showed a devastation to Satyavrata to give instructions of knowledge in the manner that a devastation was shown to Markandeya through illusion to give detachment. Since the devastation cannot be a Mahakalpa devastation, because the earth does not remain at that time, and it cannot be a daily devastation, because the devastation appeared suddenly without the Samvartika rain. Matsya said it would happen in 7 days' time. And so some people also mentioned that there is always some kind of devastation after every manvantara. Right? So anyway, there are different opinions. So it was, most of the acharyas accept that it was untimely devastation which was created by the Lord.
Vakshasi anugrahitam me. This is the purpose of the Lord with his invitation. He wanted to give spiritual instruction to King Satyavrata, show his mercy. And thus you will know everything about me, the Lord is saying. So Vishnu Thakur says, let's return to the topic. Whatever, you know, whatever the case, whether it was Pralaya, which was untimely, or there is a regular one, you know. In any case, that the Lord showed mercy to Satyavrata is a fact. And there is no second opinion about it. The Lord did appear, he reciprocated Satyavrata Muni. Since you associate with Atma Ramas, the desire to experience Brahman arises in your heart. By my mercy, that desire will be fulfilled. This is expressed in this verse. You will realize that power of my indicated by the word Brahman, which is one of my qualities, all pervading form without qualities, this will be revealed to you by my mercy. What is the need to endeavor for jnana? It is possible for me to give it because that Brahman belongs to me. By what method will you be merciful to me? If the question is asked by the king. By your question and by my answers to you, it will be disclosed in your heart. Brahman, which cannot be defined even by me, will be understood by your strength. Just as I give perception of material objects to the jivas by creating intelligence and senses, I will give you your own ability to perceive Brahman.
Okay, so Vishwanathakura, how will you give the translation of this verse? By my mercy, you will realize my power,
which will be disclosed in your heart through question and answers. So it looks like he, Satyavrata Maharaj, he was a devotee, but he wanted to understand, you know, the impersonal Brahman, right? So the Lord said, you will understand everything about the Brahman by my mercy, right? I will instruct you everything. Brahman is just my aspect. Yeah. So Prabhupada says in this purport, to verse 38, fourth line, the Lord reveals himself in proportion to one surrender to him. Yathamam prabadyante tamsadeva bhajameham. In responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals himself in proportion to one surrender. Right? In responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals himself in proportion to one surrender. That which is revealed to one who fully surrenders is different from what is revealed to one who surrenders partially. Okay, so then further it is, Prabhupada further states toward the end, that the Lord is supreme purifier, pram pram param pram param dham pavitram paramam bhavan. The more one is purified, the more he wants to know about the supreme, the more the Lord reveals to him. So here the Lord came to reveal himself to Satyavrata Maharaj. Ittham adishya rajanam harir antaradhiyata so anvavakshatattam kalam yam rishikesha adishat. After thus instructing the king, the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately disappeared. Then King Satyavrata began to wait for that time of which the Lord had instructed. Astirya darbhan prakulan Rajrishi pragudan mukha Nishishad hare pado Chintayan matsarupina.
After spreading Kusha with its tip pointing east, the saintly king, himself facing the northeast, sat down on the grass and began to meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who had assumed the form of a fish.
Tada samudra udvela sarvata plavayan mahim vardhamano mahamegar varshadbhi samadrishyata.
Thereafter, gigantic clouds pouring incessant water swelled the ocean more and more. Thus the ocean began to overflow onto the land and inundate the entire world.
Nayayan Bhagavad Adesham Darshe Navam Agatam Tamaruroha Viprindrair Adayo Shadi Viruda Tammuchur Munaya Prita Rajan Dhyayasvakeshvam Savena Sankatad Asmad Avitasham Vidhasyati.
As Satyavrata remembered the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he saw a boat coming near him. Thus he collected herbs and creepers, and accompanied by saintly brahmanas, he got aboard the boat. The saintly brahmanas, being pleased with the king, said to him, "O king, please meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Keshava. He will save us from this impending danger and arrange for our well-being."
Sonudhyayatastatoragya Pradurasin Mahadnave Ekashinga Dharo Matsyo Hemoniyuta Yojana Nibadhanavam Tashringe Yathokto Harinapura Vartrenahina Tushtas Tushtava Madhusudanam.
Then while the king constantly meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a large golden fish appeared in the ocean of inundation. The fish had one horn and was 8 million miles long. Following the instructions formally given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the king anchored the boat to the fish horn using the serpent Vasuki as a rope. Thus being satisfied, he began offering prayers to the Lord.
Okay, so Niyuta Yojana, Hemo means this is golden fish of 1 million Yojana in 8 million miles. Nibadhana, okay, we already decided. So the king anchored the boat to the fish horn, using Vasupi as a rope, and then he began to offer prayers to the Lord. So the Lord, so this is 46 to 53, 8 verses of prayers to Matsya Avatar by Satyavrata Maharaj. And the theme of these prayers is, you are the Supreme Guru. Right? This is like another Guru Ashtakam. You see 8 verses telling the Lord that you are the actually Guru. Right? So what we'll do is, before we go through this, you take 5 minutes and you have some paper or something with you, I don't know, or use the back of the book. Back there are many pages which are empty. Back of the course book or even Bhagavatam back you can use as such. Write down whatever point you have studied about Guru till now in the Bhagavatam. Just quickly, you can, in one stanza, you don't have to write essay, but any verse, any line, which Prabhupada often talks about Guru, his qualities, who is a true Guru, what does false Guru do, right? Is there any verse about false Guru, etc., you know. So anything related to Guru, contemplate that which Prabhupada often talks about, right? Or occasionally talks about, or, you know, preferably often talks about, right? So write those points about Guru. Whatever comes to your mind about Guru, rascal Guru, cheater Guru, right? Whatever, whatever Prabhupada writes about, there may, right? Which Prabhupada writes often about Guru. So take 5 minutes to note down all the points. At least write 16 points. There are so many, like Prabhupada talks of this subject matter so often. So quickly write 16 points for the true Guru, false Guru. Right, write some verses also, famous verses from Bhagavad Gita about Guru. Some verses from where Krishna talks about true Guru. Some verses in sutra form. Just write one or two words only from Bhagavad Gita. Okay, so let's... So, these are 8 verses. He will glorify the Lord as the Supreme Spiritual Master. And Prabhupada and Vishnu Thakur has given purpose. So I'll ask you which points in the verse or in the purport matches with your points. Okay, so yeah, anadi avidyo. This avidya is anadi, we already said it, right? Jeev is anadi bahirmukh. So the because of this anadi vidya, the living entity is actually wandering, right? And in the conditional life, and yadrichya upasrita yam apnayur, somehow the living entity may receive the association of your devotees. Okay, so this the translation of this verse is similar to any verse of CC anyone has written? Yes. Brahmanda Brahmite Kaun Bhagyavan Jeev, right? So spiritual master, right? Brahmanda Brahmite Kaun Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Pasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej, right? Yeah. So like this is like the translation, right? So Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the Supreme Spiritual Master. The Supreme Lord knows everything about the suffering of the conditioned soul. And therefore, He appears in this material world sometimes personally, sometimes by an incarnation, and sometimes by authorizing a living entity to act on His behalf. Right? And then further, Prabhupada says, the Lord is always busy helping conditioned souls in many ways. Therefore, he is addressed here as Paramo Gurur Bhavan. He helps the conditioned soul in many ways. And one point Prabhupada makes is that he comes personally, he comes in his various incarnations, and he also comes, he empowers his devotee. Right? So there is this verse, this phrase Prabhupada quotes very often, Acharyam Mam Vijaniyat. Has anyone written the exact phrase? Acharya Mam Vijaniyad. 1, 2, 3, 4 of you. Direct representation. Acharya Mam Vijaniyad. Right? Yes. Know Acharya as my own self. Acharya Mam Vijaniyad. Right? And then Sakshat Dharitvan is also quoted. Right? Acharya Mam Vijaniyad. Know the spiritual master to be my own self. Okay, let's go to here Paramo Guru, Vishnu Thakur gives another understanding of Paramo Guru. So he's saying those 7 sages, the teachers of bhakti, who have been merciful to me, they are my gurus. But you who have taught them bhakti, they are You who have taught them bhakti are the supreme guru for me. Right? So Paramo Guru means you are the guru of all gurus originally. Right? Paramo Guru. All the teachers of bhakti are your students. Right? So that is the meaning of Paramo Guru over here. You will see that in so many verses, at so many places, the word guru comes. In this. Oh, that Paramo Guru word is in the next 48. Right? Oh, okay. Oh, the 48 also talks about. Right. Muktidana Paramo Guru Bhavan. Then 47 verse also, word guru is used if you see. Recite 47. Jano budho yam nijakarma bandhana. Sukhechaya karma samihate sukham. Yat sevayatam vidunotya sanmatim. Granthim sabindhyad hridayam sano guru.
In hope of becoming happy in this material world, the foolish conditioned soul performs fruitive activities that result only in suffering. But by rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from such false desires for happiness. May my Supreme Spiritual Master cut the knot of false desires from the core of my heart.
Okay. So this verse is talking of the guru cuts the knots of false hope, or the guru cuts the knot of material, you know, the knot of material existence, the knot of materialistic desire from the heart. Right? Granthim sabhindyad dhridayam sano guru. Right? Guru means one who cuts the knot of material existence. Right? So this verse says jano abudho yam nija karma bandhana, right? Because of his own foolishness, own foolish fruitive activities, the living entity is entangled. Right? Nija karma bandhana. Sukhechaya karma samihite asukham. He performs all the work for happiness, but obtains opposite. Right? And by rendering service to you, this ignorance is dispelled. Yat sevaya tam vidunotya sanmatim. Granthim sabidhyat. By rendering service to spiritual master, one's asatmati goes away and the hard knot of material existence is cut to pieces. Okay, so any point which you have written which talks about the similar thing? Yes? Samsara dava nalilidoka. Okay, samsara is like a forest fire that is extinguished. Okay, this is samsara is finished. Basically, samsara is compared to davanal. Here, the hard knot of material existence. It's closer. Not exactly the same, but it's close point. Yes. Na moche yad samupetu mrityum. Yeah, a guru, one who delivers a person from the cycle of birth and death. Right, is also a similar point to this verse. Yes. Yes, Nimai Pandit Prabhu. Okay, so that is the faith, implicit faith. Right? What is that verse? Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru. Right? By implicit faith in the word of the spiritual master and the supreme lord, the knowledge of the Vedas is revealed. Right? So that point is not coming in this verse as such. Right? As such, the faith and the revelation of knowledge, that probably will come in the next verses. So it is not matching here as such. And all the Vedic knowledge is revealed. Okay, so any other point which is similar, any other verse which is similar? Okay, transcending material word you are saying. But any verse anyone has written or any Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita verse which matches this cutting the knot and Asatmati is destroyed. Prema bhakti jahan hai te avidya vinasha jate. Right, that is that verse is close, you know, from Guru Puja. Right, so yeah. So because of false hope, Prabhupada says in the purport, for happiness, the conditioned souls become involved in various plans for material activity. Here Maharaj Satyavat prays that the Lord sever this hard knot of all happiness and thus becomes his supreme spiritual master. Right? The Lord, he severs the hard knot of all happiness. Thus he is the spiritual master. Nashta moho smritir labdhava tut prasadad mayachyuta. Right? This is also close to this. Yeah, right. Right. Pure devotees. What exactly can someone find that verse exactly? Sautama shloka mahan mahachyuto. Yeah. Yeah, right. So once one is reminded of, right, that one's forgetfulness goes away and is reminded of one's eternal relationship. Right. It is also a verse. Close to this verse. Right. Good. Go to next verse, 48. Yasse vayagner ivarudra rodhanam. Puman vijayan malamatmanastama. Majet varnam nijamesh savvayo. Bhuya sa isha paramo gurur guru.
One who wants to be free of material entanglement should take to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and give up the contamination of ignorance involving pious and impious activities. Thus one regains his original identity just as a block of gold or silver sheds all dirt and becomes purified when treated with fire. May that inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead become our spiritual master, for he is the original spiritual master of all other spiritual masters.
Okay, so yat seva agnir iva rudra rodanam puman vijayan malam atmanastama. So by rendering service to the Supreme Lord, seva agnir, right, the seva which is rendered is compared to agni, iva rudra rodanam, right, what is rudra rodanam? Block of silver or gold, right? So it is described that when Rudra was born, he cried out at his birth, there was no Rudra, and his tears became silver and gold. Right? So Rudra Rodhanam. So the silver and gold, which came from the crying of Rudra when he was born, that silver and gold, they are purified by how? Seva Agnir, by serving on to you, by rendering service on to you. Right? So all the contamination, which is like ignorance, is destroyed by the Agni of Seva. And Vishnu Thakur gives a beautiful analogy. He says how the metal ore, right, any metal ore, how is purified? Not by washing with water. You bring a metallic ore and keep washing with water, nothing will happen. Right? So there was saying Gyan is like washing with water. That impurity doesn't go by washing with water of the metallic impurities. Right? These are very hard impurities. They only go by when the metal is burned and melted in the fire. Therefore, service of the Supreme Lord is like the Agni. Right? Other processes are like washing with water. He said, what will one gain by washing a metallic core with water? Right? This is a good analogy. Right? So, seva Agni. Therefore, by rendering service to spiritual master, Supreme Lord, the ignorance of the heart is destroyed. Right? Okay, so any verse which is close to it? Yes, Shobhit Prabhu. Pari prashnena sevaya, Ubdekshanti te jnanam, jnani nastar. They will give you the knowledge. Sevaya word is used. Okay, the sevaya word is common. Okay, yes, any other verse? Om Ajnanadi Mirandasya, right? Ajnan is destroyed. Right? The ignorance is destroyed. Om Ajnanadi Mirandasya, Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Yena, Tasme Shri Guru Venamaha. Right? The verse closer, yes. Padmalochan. See? Sudra Kene Nae, Hey Krishna Tattva Veta, Sai Guru Hai. All that will come in the purport. So here, that is also coming. You know, so you save those things when there are more verses. Right? So what I'm saying is, here we are talking of rendering service destroys ignorance. Basically two things over here. Right? Rendering service destroys the ignorance. Impurities are like ignorance. And seva is like the agni. Yes. Okay, yesya deva bra bhakti. By having faith in the spiritual master, all the import is revealed. Okay, this is not so close, but okay. Right? Here this word is basically two things here I'm saying. Any verse which says, service to spiritual master destroys ignorance or impurities. Vidur to Maitreya. Yat sevaya. Read the translation.
Who is unchangeable enemy of
Read again.
By serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy in the service of the personality of Godhead, who is unchangeable enemy of the Madhu demon, and whose service vanquishes one's material distress.
Yes, right? Material distress. The impurities, material distress. Fine, sis. Right? It by rendering service, one gets ecstasy also is mentioned, no? One obtains ecstasy, this verse. Right? So keep also that verse in mind. If it also applies to some other verse, then you can share. Yes, Bhagavan Prabhu. Okay. Tad vijnanartham sa guru me vabhi gachit. Yasya prasadat bhagavat. By pleasing spiritual master, Supreme Lord is pleased. Okay, so all valid points I'm saying, but you have to see where is best matches, right? That's the only thing we are doing. All the points are correct, right? They're all, but we have to find the perfect match. And we are trying to find the match only. Right? Okay, so, yes, so, okay, Prabhupada's now, talks about, yeah, right, remember this. So this verse, main thing is about seva agni and which destroys all malam. Right? So Prabhupada says, tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhet. Right? This verse talks about the instruction of Bharat Maharaj to his sons that perform tapasya. Right? Tapasya is that agni also, right? Tapasya is that which purify the person. Yes, so, and Prabhupada talks of the varnam. You know, we said that how the original luster of the metal comes out, that varna, by being burned in seva agni. So Prabhupada talks that in the second purport. The varnam refers to the luster of one's original entity. The original luster of gold or silver is brilliant. Similarly, the original luster of the living entity is Sachidananda Vigraha. Right? So the original lustre of the living entity is the lustre of Ananda, Prabhupada says. Right? The original lustre of the living entity is the lustre of Ananda. Like that. And also Prabhupada says over here in the next paragraph, even though we may not have the fortune to contact the Supreme Lord personally, the Lord representative is as good as the Lord himself. Right? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore gives the definition of a guru. Right? According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's definition of guru is Yare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Guru is one who instructs everyone about Krishna Upadesh. Anyone has written this verse, Yare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Verse form. Notice that verse. Translation. Who has written this line? Yare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. You written? 1, 2, 3. Also written the same line? Exact. Bangla, I am asking. Translation. Bangla line yourself. Anyone else has written this line in Bangla? Right? Only he has written from Bangladesh. Right? But anyway, translation is as good as also. Yare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Whomever you meet, instruct in him in. So that is definition of guru. Some of you covered this point also. Sorry? Mitasa karma bhi.
In Maya, Asakta chittasya nanath bhuyat.
Yeah, so he's begging the Lord that may again not be entangled, right? Yaduttama shlok, sorry, recite the verse again.
Yaduttama shlok, janeshu sakyam, samsara chakre, brahmata sakarmabhi, yan maya yatmajas dara graheshu, asakta chittasya nanath bhuyat.
Yeah. Yan maya ya atmaj. Majadargaheshu, right? All these things in the material world may I not become entangled in the ignorance of this family, children, and so on. Asakta chitasya nanath bhuyat. May I not become. Right? So he's begging the Supreme Lord, right, to be freed from this ignorance, that particular. So this verse applies. Okay. Yes, so we go ahead, text 49. Nayat prasada yuta bhagalesham anne cha deva guru bhojana swayam kartum sameta prabhavanti pumsas tam ishwaram tvam sharanam prapadde.
Neither all the demigods, nor the so-called gurus, nor all other people, either independently or together, can offer that equals even 1/10,000th of yours. Therefore, I wish to take shelter of your lotus feet. Can offer mercy that equals even 1/10,000th of yours. Therefore, I wish to take shelter of your lotus feet.
Okay, so. He is the supreme spiritual master, and now demigods, other so-called gurus who only propagate material dharmas, together or independently, right, and all other people in general. He is not talking of the representative of spiritual master, and not the true guru, but there are many, the demigods and the other so-called gurus are being talked. Right? They cannot offer any tangible benefit. Therefore, you alone can give the true benefit. You are the Supreme Guru. Right? And Prabhupada says, one should not therefore try to obtain benedictions from the demigods. This is the sixth last line. Or false gurus. Right? One should not therefore try to obtain benediction from demigods or false gurus. One should aspire only for the benediction offered by the Supreme Lord. Sarva dharman parityajya nam ekam sharanam vraja. Right? So the supreme, the true guru is one who teaches a person to surrender unto the supreme Lord. Right? And not to demigods. So the demigods are not the gurus, and the so-called gurus who offer material benefits are not the gurus. Yes. So any verse which is closer, yes, Krishna Bhakt Prabhu. I'll ask. You raise hand, I'll ask. Yes. Okay. Guru na sasyat, sojano na sasyat. One who cannot deliver a person from the hands of death, basically, right? All this, they are not. He is not a guru, he is not a swajan, etc. Okay. Right? So this is close to that supreme one person can deliver a person from the material existence. He is a true guru as such. Right? Other are false gurus. Okay. Yes. Vrajapati Sut Prabhu. Yes. Yehi Krishna Tattva Veta Sai Guru Hai. Okay. Okay, the true guru, right? Others are not true guru. Right? One who knows the tattva about Krishna or who inspires the person to surrender to Krishna, he is the true guru. Yehi Krishna Tattva Veta Sai Guru Hai. Okay. Yes. Yes, Gagana Chaitanya Prabhu. Okay. Mantra Tantra Vishardha. Avaishnam Guru Nasyat. Vaishnam So Pacho Guru. Okay. So, Avaishnava is not a guru, but a Vaishnava is a guru. Right? True guru, based upon the word true guru. Okay. Fine. So we'll go ahead. Still there are four verses remaining. Right? Achakshurandhasya yatha krani kritas tatha janasya vidusho budho guru tammarkadrik sarvadrisham samikshana vrito gururna swagatim bubutsatam.
And being unable to see accepts another blind man as his leader. People who do not know the goal of life accept someone as a guru who is a rascal and a fool. But we are interested in self-realization. Therefore, we accept you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our spiritual master. For you are able to see in all directions and are omniscient like the sun.
Okay. So, achakshurandhasya yatha grani kritas. A blind man, being unable to see, except another blind man is leader, who do not know the goal of life. Right? Yatha janasya avidusho abudho guru. Right? A person who doesn't know the goal of life, blind people accept such person as their guru. But we accept you as a guru who are able to see in all directions, who are like the sun. Right? So the true guru is like the sun. He gives the real direction. And this verse also talks of false guru. They are like themselves blind, and their followers are also blind. Okay, so what you have already written, not that what comes to your memory now first, and that you can share also, but first what you have written, which talks about how the spiritual master sheds lights, right, or he illuminates the path of self-realization, and or in this word, the false guru is like blind leading the blind. Yes. Yeah, you wrote that. Good. Right. So what is the verse? Prahlad Maharaj, Shiksha. Nate vidu swardh gatim hi Vishnu durashaya e bahir arthamaninas andha yathandhe rupaniye manas te api tantram urudam nibaddha. Right. Te api shitantram urudam nibaddha. Right. That is very matches perfectly. The word andha is also used, and the andha word is also here also. Nate vidu. That verse is there. Anyone else who has written similar verse? Yes, Vamsi Prabhu. Vamsi Krishna Prabhu. Sorry? Example of? Okay, a bogus guru. Okay. But Lord covered his intelligence. Lord says, right? He covered his intelligence. And therefore he instructed him against as such. Yeah, he acted in that way. But then the Lord, as a Hari, he removed that contamination that occurred. Okay. Yes, anyone else has? Yes. Yes, Rishikari Prabhu. Guru is transparent via medium. Okay. Yeah, transparent via medium. Okay, so therefore transparent via medium, that means he Krishna is like the sun and Guru transparent via media. He, you know, whatever illumination, whatever instruction of the Supreme Lord are there, that are passed down exactly. Right? Transparent via media. Yes, that is also acceptable. Yes, Nimaya Pandit Prabhu. Guru Parampara? Oh, you wrote what the Parampara? Evam Parampara Praptam. Okay, fine. Pashu Nayat Kand Patho Peta. So Varaha, right? That is Ushtrakhara, right? The false people, like people who glorify materialistic people, materialistic guru, they are like So Varaha Ushtrakhara, right? Right, that verse applies. Nayat Kand Pathe Peto Jatu Nam Gadagrija, right? The gurus who never talk about Krishna, they are like So Varaha Ushtakhara Pashu.
Lubhi Guru Kamichela Uboy Tara Naroke Gala.
Say again.
Lobby means those spiritual guru is greedy.
Lobby,
yes. Greedy and disciple also, the lasty. So they both will go to hell.
Recite the Bangla again.
Lobby Guru Kamichela. Kami means.
Lobby Guru Kamichela.
Chela means disciple. Uboy means both. Uboy Tara Naroke Gala.
Okay. Where is from? Where is this from? Who? Okay. Fine. So, so we go to the again. Prabhupada quotes, "Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna obdesen." Toward the end of this. True Guru, basically he talks about Krishna. Okay, so 51. Jano janasya adishate shatim gatim yaya prapadde tu durattayam tama tam tu avyam jnanam mogamanjasa prapadyate jena jano nijam padam.
A materialistic so-called guru instructs his materialistic disciples about economic development and sense gratification, and because of such instructions the foolish disciples continue in the materialistic existence of ignorance. But your lordship gives knowledge that is eternal, and the intelligent person receiving such knowledge is quickly situated in his original constitutional position.
Okay, so again, this word first talked about a materialistic so-called guru who gives instruction about asatim, and asatim gatim. His instructions takes a person to a false destination, right, or the false goals. But tum tu avyam jnanam amogham anjasa, right, avyam jnanam. You give instruction on avyam. What is avyam jnanam? The knowledge which is not destroyed. Bhakti is avyam jnanam actually. Right? Eternal knowledge is the knowledge of devotional service. Because he said vidya and avidya in this world, when a person is liberated, then the vidya and avidya, the both are destroyed. Right? In general, there is the avidya is ignorance and vidya is the knowledge which destroys ignorance. They are like dualities. They constitute the dualities. Right? But apart from vidya and avidya, there is avyam jnanam. Right? The knowledge of devotional service. Right? So the neti, the process, okay, this is not spiritual. That vidya, which destroys ignorance, that is, after liberation, there is no meaning to that knowledge. Right? Neti knowledge, it has a utility. But after liberation, there is no meaning to that knowledge. But the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, is not simply vidya, right? It is avyam jnanam, right? Or paravidya, spiritual knowledge, which continues, right? That way. So, I think this verse is similar to the last one, right? So here is the supreme, you are the supreme spiritual master, because you instruct a person in avyam jnanam, which is bhakti, right? And amogha manjasa, right? A person very soon he is situated in his constitutional position, right? And amogham also, that this is without any material contamination. Okay, so yeah. And Prabhupada also talks of so-called gurus. He says, so-called guru instructs the disciple for the sake of material profit. Some gurus advise to one to meditate in such a way that his intelligence will increase in regard to keeping the body fit. Another guru advises, sex is the ultimate goal of life, right? Prabhupada talks of so-called gurus in the... So one thing is, one point which comes here is the word nijapadam, prapadyet yen jano nijapadam. So a guru, by the instruction, person achieves a spiritual world. Right? And Prabhupada says, to go back home to God is like the birthright of every conditioned soul. Right? And we should follow the instruction of a person who gives us our birthright, Vaikuntha, right? Nijapadam. By the instruction, Vaikuntha will be achieved. And anyone has written, a supreme spiritual master following the instruction, one attains the spiritual world. And anything you have written which connects to the Lord's abode, the spiritual world. Yes. Back home to Godhead. This point you have written. Huh? Achieves Krishna. Krishna the word. Sorry? Oh, one should consider one guru as one life and soul. Order of the guru as one's life and soul. Okay. One easily cross the material ocean. Anjasa, very easily cross. Right? Amogha manjasa. Yes. Messenger of the guru is the messenger of the spiritual world. Mukham karoti vachalam. Angum langhete girim. Yat kripatam hum vande. Okay. Right? Amogha manjasa is also a word. Very soon one crosses all obstacles or material existence. Right? That way. Okay. Yes. 52. Tam sarvalokasya suhrit priyeshvaro hi atma gurur jnanam abhishta siddhi tathapi loko nabhavanta mandhadhir janati santam hridi baddha kama.
My Lord, you are the supreme well-wishing friend of everyone, the dearmost friend, the controller, the super soul, the supreme instructor and the giver of supreme knowledge and the fulfillment of all desires. But although you are within the heart, the foolish because of listed desires in the heart cannot understand you.
Okay, so, yeah. So, the Lord is Suhrit, the well-wisher, right? And Prabhupada says, as a Suhrit is saying, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Right? So the Lord is the most dear well-wisher. He gives knowledge from within. Right? He is the well-wisher. So he outside also and from the within also. Ishvara Sarva Bhuta Naam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart as a super soul, as a instructing spiritual master. Right? So how many have written a point about the Lord as the instructing spiritual master from within the heart? How many have written the point regarding that? Yes. Okay, one who follows the instruction of spiritual master, the Lord within the heart is pleased and he reveals. Okay, good. Chaitya Guru you have written. Chaitya Guru. Right? Because he is a well-wisher, so therefore he comes from outside, from within. He also gives us the revealed scripture, so like that. So Chaitya Guru is one of the points. Anyone else written about Chaitya Guru, any verse? Oh, Guru is like the captain of the boat. Guru Karnadharam. Yes? He's the captain of the ship. Okay. Without the, yes, within and without. Okay. So Vishnu Thakur is given very beautiful understanding. He's saying, my Lord, this verse indicates Tum Sarva Lokasya. For everyone, you are the Suhrit. Right? Suhrit means that the Lord reciprocates with some people as in the Sakhya Ras. Suhrit. Priya, your Priya. Priya refers to the Lord reciprocates with some people in Madhurya Ras. Ishvaro, you are the master. That means which Ras? Dasya Ras. Tom hi Atma. Atma, you are the Atma. Which Ras? Shanta Ras. Right? As a super soul, you are in the Shantaras. Right? Atma indicates the super soul, those who Atmavadi, Paramatmavadis, they are like in the Shantaras. Right? And then Gurur. Guru also refers to parents. Right? Guru, if you see, a person with a guru is also like a parent. That represents Vatsalya Ras. Right? So therefore saying, my Lord, you reciprocate with everyone in all these various rasas. Right? Abhishta Siddhi. Prabhupada also talks of Abhishta Siddhi. How you, as per the desire of different devotees, Abhishta, right? Different devotees want to worship the Lord in different moods. The Lord reciprocate in all the five moods. Right? However, so therefore he's saying, you fulfill everyone's desire of worship, you reciprocate everyone in this way, right, perfectly with everyone. Still people do not know you because of their heart is filled with lusty desire to enjoy. Like that. Let's go to the last verse in this series.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Here Prithu Maharaj was telling to Sanat Kumara that the Lord's merciful travel in the form of Siddharupi Charatta Aja.
Siddharupi?
Charatta Aja. So,
okay.
Lord travels in the form of Siddharupi as a spiritual master all over the world.
Okay.
Is it connected?
Okay. Prithu Maharaj?
Prithu Maharaj is telling.
Yeah, yeah. Fine. So, we go to the last verse. Tam tamaham deva varam varenyam prapadde isham pratibodhanaya chinde artha deepair bhagavan vachobhir granthin hridayan vivarnu samoka.
Supreme Lord, for self-realization, I surrender unto you, who are worshipped by the demigods as the supreme controller of everything. By your instructions exposing life's purpose, kindly cut the knot from the core of my heart and let me know the destination of my life.
Is anyone written Guru Reva Param Brahma, Guru Meva Param? There is a verse like that. you heard that very famous verse. Who knows the verse? Someone recite? No. Guru
Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Right. So, this is also one of the verses. Here, the Guru is worshipped by the demigod, he is the supreme controller. Right. And he's saying, by your instruction, please cut the knot of my heart and let me know the destination of my life.
Tasmat
Tasmad gurum prapaddet jigyasu shre uttama. Right. Right. One should jigyasu, one who is, one wants to know the ultimate goal of life, one should go. Right. Here also saying, please let me know the ultimate goal of my life, ultimate destination. Right. Anyone else has, wants to, he has written something which we have not covered till now. Any particular point want to share? Okay, so in this way, so Prabhupada conclude this section by saying last four lines, if one is sincere, he can find the Guru and learn everything. One should take lessons from the Guru and find out the goal of life. Maharaj Satyavrata therefore shows us the way of Mahajan. Mahajan wo yena gata sapanthat. So Maharaj Satyavrata is also like one of our Mahajan who tells us that who is the true Guru. Okay, so read the translations.
Shukdev Goswami continued. When Satyavrata had thus prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of a fish, the Lord, while moving in the water of inundation, explained to him the absolute truth.
Right, so sometime devotees go and they have a Bhagavat Sapta on a cruise. Right? So this was a Bhagavat Katha on a cruise driven by Matsya Avatar. Sorry. Yeah, this is the first one, the Bhagavad Sapta on a cruise. This is, you know, there are some devotees who, even Bhakti Charu Maharaj once had a Bhagavad Sapta on a cruise. And he also does. There are many devotees who do. You know, this is gaining popularity now, but started by Matsya, Lord Matsya. Okay, go ahead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead thus explained to King Satyavrata the spiritual science known as Sankhya Yoga, the science by which one distinguishes between matter and spirit. In other words, Bhakti Yoga, along with the instructions contained in the Puranas, the old histories, and the Samhitas, the Lord explained himself in all these literatures.
Okay, go ahead.
While sitting in the boat, King Satyavrata, accompanied by the great saintly persons, listened to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in regard to self-realization. These instructions were all from the eternal Vedic literature, Brahma. Thus, the king and sages had no doubt about the absolute truth.
Proktam Brahma Sanatanam. Yes.
At the end of the last inundation, during the period of Swayambhuva Manu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead killed the demon named Hayagriva and delivered all the Vedic literatures to Lord Brahma when Lord Brahma awakened from sleeping.
Okay. Already, yes, go ahead.
King Satyavrata was illuminated with all Vedic knowledge by the mercy of Lord Vishnu. And in this period, he has now taken birth as Vaivaswata Manu, the son of the sun god.
Okay, Srila Vishnu Thakur gives his verdict that Satyavrata appeared in the Chakshusha Manvantara. When Chakshusha Mantra ended, the period of Vaisvata Manu started. By the grace of Lord Vishnu, Satyavrata received instruction from the second fish incarnation and thus was enlightened in all spiritual knowledge. Yes, go ahead.
This story concerning the great king Satyavrata and the fish incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is a great transcendental narration. Anyone who hears it is delivered from the reactions of sinful life.
Yes.
One who narrates this description of the Matsya incarnation and King Satyavrata will certainly have all his ambitions fulfilled and he will undoubtedly return home back to Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who pretended to be a gigantic fish who restored the Vedic literature to Lord Brahma when Lord Brahma awakened from sleep and who explained the essence of Vedic literature to King Satyavrata and the great saintly persons.
Okay, so this, right, so he combines the both in this verse, if you say, right, and offer obeisance to the Lord who appeared for these two purposes, right, and Prabhupada says, the word Satyavratanam, if you see the third line, the word is used Satyavratanam. The word Satyavratanam is significant because it indicates that those who on the level of Satyavrata can take knowledge from the Vedas delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, those who, you know, the Lord blessed King Satyavrat. Right? Satyavrata also refers to the vrata of devotional service. Right? Those who take up the vow of serving Krishna, right, chanting his holy name, this is Satyavrata. Right? And they surely receive the mercy of Lord Matsya, right, who is the revealer of the Vedic knowledge. Jai Granthara Shrimad Bhagatam ki jai, Matsyadev Bhagwan ki jai, Satyavrata Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.